two British tourists in Thailand last month. The bodies of David Miller and Hannah Withridge were found on a beach on the island of Koh Tao. The former news editor at the News of the World's admitted illegally intercepting voicemails. Ian Edmondson's the eighth person to be convicted of phone hacking at the former Sunday tabloid. He'll be sentenced later. Our correspondent Matt Prodger is at the Old Bailey.
Now, Ian Edmondson is likely to face a custodial sentence. He was an assistant news editor at the News of the World and tasked the private investigator Glomel Kerr with hacking large numbers of voicemails, including amongst the victims, two Home Secretaries and a number of celebrities, including Law.
West Midlands police have confirmed the girl who was seriously injured when she fell out of a window at a council flat in Tipton yesterday is a one-year-old. The force says officers are looking into what happened at Highfields Road, but say her injuries aren't life-threatening. Health officials in England have recommended that people who regularly have more than half a bottle of wine or three pints of beer a night should be given a pill, which reduces their urge to drink. Nearly 600,000 people will be eligible to receive nalmefene. Birmingham GP Dr. Faye Wilson has told BBC WM the levels are high.
If you're someone who is regularly drinking at that level, yes, you have got a problem, and a lot of people don't realise they've got a problem, which is why there is a health problem with alcohol.
The brother of a Wolverhampton man who died after going missing off his yacht during a hurricane in Mexico says he's having to organise his cremation overseas. John Whitehouse has been speaking exclusively to BBC WM about the death of his brother Paul, who disappeared last month with his partner Simone Wood. He's told BBC WM there have been false reports in the press.
They said that Paul's being flown back. He's not. Simone's not being flown back either. So we're obviously arranging the families together. We're making quite harsh decisions, arranging for them to be cremated over there, to have their ashes scattered so they can carry on the journey to the islands that they wanted to visit.
And an American professional poker player is suing a casino in London after it accused him of cheating and withheld his £8 million winnings. Phil Ivey's arguing over a game he played in Mayfair 2 years ago. And the weather, it's going to be fine and sunny this afternoon with highs of 20 Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. Tonight's going to be dry and cool. Tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny spells with highs for Saturday, 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. Sunday, mainly dry again with sunny spells. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Caroline. Good afternoon. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Normally, on a Friday between 2 and 4, we like to have some light-hearted banter, some relief, some joy, nay, some nonsense. This afternoon, I'm afraid it's something a little bit more serious. We are dealing with the spooky, the ethereal, the paranormal. Now, regular listeners to me will know I've always kind of poo-pooed the spooky goings-on that many of you claim to have experienced. And I've often said, if someone can prove to me ghosts exist, then I'll be up for that. I'd love it. Come on, someone prove it. No one has been able to prove it to me. Until now. Last Saturday, after Saturday's show, between 9 and 12, producer Joe and myself had accepted an invitation to go and see a family in Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton! We went there, despite the fact there was really bad roadworks. And it took me an hour to get out of Wolverhampton. Can you believe that? And I did the annoying thing. We're on a tangent already. It's only 5 past. I did the annoying thing. There was diversion. If you live in Wolverhampton, you know the big roundabout, right? You have to get diverted. Anyway, to get to the motorway. So there was a diversion, and I did the thing, and I've got this from my dad, and it never helped my dad, and do you know what? It never helped me. So there's a diversion, and halfway through the diversion, I thought, I know better than this. I know better than this diversion. I'm going to go my own way. I can sniff freedom in the opposite direction. So I did. Instead of turning left, as the diversion told me to, I turned right. And it took me ages and ages to end up exactly where I had started. It took me an hour to escape Wolverhampton. That wasn't the spooky bit, though. That was not the spooky bit. We went and saw a lovely family who believed that their house is haunted. Now, when I was told that's what we're going to do, ho, 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 cocky old me, I was laughing at their naivety, nay, their stupidity. Until I got to the house and I spoke to the family. There was a lot of them. There was a lot of them. It's weird when you walk into a room and there are 13 people there. And bless them, everyone was exchanging names. I couldn't remember a single name. Anyway, This afternoon, this is going to require a little bit of work on your part, I'm afraid. It's not the usual passive experience that you might expect from the radio, right? It's not quite how it's going to work today. I need you... Three things. First of all, I want you to listen to some of the bits and pieces we recorded in this house and listen to some of the tales that Louise, the mum, and Sandria, the psychic, who we'll be speaking to live in the show later on, and the youngest daughter told us. They told us some pretty freaky stuff. Man, it was weird, wasn't it? It was weird. That's one thing. I also, if you have access to, what do they call it? Oh, yeah, computers. Could you go to facebook.com/BBCWM? Facebook.com/BBCWM, OK? We have posted some video footage shot by this family. It's of a set of wooden stepladders. It's a little bit more exciting than that. I'm not going to say any more for the moment. I will tell you more in a bit. Go and have a look at that video footage and then give me a call and let me know what you think. Does that prove the existence of ghosts? It's pretty freaky shizzle. It really is out there. Thirdly, your own ghostly phenomena, your own ghostly stories, if anything spooky or spectral has happened to you in your life, 03453-009956 is the telephone number. Right, it's going to play you the first little bit of... We were there for about an hour, absolutely delightful family, wonderful. Their haunted houses in Wolverhampton. The family claim they are being terrorised by a demon called Jezebeth. Well, they've called in a medium to try and get rid of her, and I was invited along to see what's been going on. While you're listening to this, do give us a call, because I know this is going to be a busy one. 03453-009956. Well, I started by asking Mother Louise what happened during the latest incident.
Tuesday, we were sitting here, as we do, when the children had gone to school, and we heard music playing upstairs. Didn't know where it was from. My daughter, Emily, she went and had a look upstairs and obviously we couldn't find out what it was. So we carried on with sitting down here and we then heard the ladders. As you open the ladders, you can hear the rattle. We opened the door and they were hovering on the stairs and they were spinning.
The ladders were hovering and spinning on the stairs?
Yes.
You know that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
It sounds absolutely bizarre, but yes, yeah. They were, definitely.
And are you kind of used to that sort of thing, or were you terrified? What were you feeling when you saw that?
We are used to it because it's happened quite a few times, so we are very used to it. To be honest, we were all standing there sort of gobsmacked and was like, is everybody seeing that these ladders are spinning? So, we are used to it. It is very scary, but we are used to it.
Sandrea, can I introduce you into the conversation? Is that okay? So let me come over to you. We've got the whole family here, by the way. Hello, family. What would you describe yourself as? Are you a psychic? Are you a medium?
I'm a platform medium. I demonstrate on through churches throughout the Midlands.
And when you got the call to come here, is it one of those things when you walk in straight away you go, oh, there's something going on here? Or how does it work?
It was so bad the first time that we came in here, you couldn't believe that the family were living here. There were five of us that came in together, all mediums. We need other mediums with me so that they can see what I can see. They didn't know what they were coming to. And there was just absolute chaos when we came in here.
So tell me what you saw, what you saw and what you felt.
The bedroom could be trashed in a split second. Everything would be folded up and pictures of angels put on top of it as if antagonising it. And then you could shut the door and it would all be put back. And the time that we came out here, while we were trying to clear it, doors were banging, things were being thrown around, sounds were all over the place. You could see shadow people walking across the room. And every one of us there could see these shadow people running across the walls.
Would you say this is the most haunted house you've been in, one of the most haunted?
It is one of the most haunted houses. You can come in here sometimes and the smells are so bad you want to vomit, you're having to put stuff over you.
There are a lot of children here and I've got kids. I know kids can be a bit stinky sometimes. Yeah. It's not the kids, is it?
It's like rotting flesh.
Wow.
That you're coming into. You can't describe it. And she's... she's very, very clever that the person, that one of the... It's a demon. I hate to say it. It's a demon, and she's very clever. She had a whole load of dominions here helping and working alongside her.
So, Andrea, I believe you have videos and photos for us to have a look at. What are we going to see?
Yeah, well, you can see footage that's been taken.
Yes, and then what's this one we're going to look at?
And this is another one about the ladder.
Okay.
I'm not sure this is a spinning one. I don't think it is.
You've got a video of the ladder spinning?
Yes.
Trying to work out what blooming room that is.
Oh, it's the banging.
The light's gone on and off.
That's not you on the light.
You can't do a light like that. You watch the way it does it.
Lights are there.
Off and on, off, on. Is there a light switch upstairs?
There is a light switch upstairs, yes.
But you're saying categorically there's no
one
upstairs?
There is nobody upstairs, no.
Because just for people listening, I can't see what's going on around the corner. But you're confident that there's no one upstairs?
There is definitely nobody else upstairs.
Okay. I have to ask the question, why, when this is happening, why is nobody going upstairs? If it was going on, I think I would eventually. I'd like to think I would eventually.
Well, they've been thrown at them.
They've been physically thrown at us, so we don't really want to attempt to go up.
You don't want to get hit by a ladder.
Don't want to get hit by a ladder. As you can see, they're very heavy.
So, there you go. More to come from the haunted house in Wolverhampton. You want to see the video of the spinning ladders? Facebook.com/BBCWM. Your thoughts, please. Can we get to the bottom of this mystery this afternoon? 03453 00956. Does this sound genuine to you or a load of old hogwash? And your ghost stories, please. 03453 00956. Phones are going to be very busy this afternoon, so I suggest if you're thinking of calling, you do it now. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Well, we've just played you some ghost stories. More from that family in Wolverhampton later on. Go to the Facebook page, look at the video. We're going to post another video soon of me having a little look at that staircase. You buying it? Your ghostly stories, please. If you're a psychic, how on earth would you explain this? 03453 00956.
In fact, it's Be Rude to Molly Day. Which is fine, because lots of people on the text are commenting just to how pap my piano playing skills are. Was it the Birdie song?
Oh, yeah.
Says George.
Was it?
No. Come on, Johnny, it's not that bad.
Is it Ross Abbott with Atmosphere?
Molly Green.
Saturdays, 6 till 9, BBC WM.
95.6.
Cliff's in Tipton. Afternoon, Cliff.
Good afternoon to you.
What do you reckon to what you heard there?
Not
the trailer for Molly, obviously. That's excellent. There's no denying that. That's not up for debate. We're not debating that. The ghostly story that you heard there.
The ghostly story. Well, living in Wolverhampton as they do, I can hear, believe it. Maybe they want to get out of the house.
Well, they're moving. They are moving anyway. They're so scared by what's going on that they're moving house.
Is it a council house or is it a private house?
That's an excellent question. I don't know.
Because I've heard about stories where folks don't like where they live in.
Yes.
And they make stories up here to get out.
I don't think, though, Cliff, and maybe someone can correct me on this, you can't go to the council and say, we want to change house. Why is that not big enough? No, there's a ghost. I don't think you can do that, can you, in the council offices?
If you read an author, he's the expert on these things, called Peter Underwood.
Peter Underwood?
Yes.
Yes.
He and several other ghost hunters have come across cases where families have become unpopular in the other neighbourhood. Oh. The council won't move them.
Yeah.
So they invent things and they're moved. However...
You can't be moved from a council house because you claim you've got a demon called Jezebel living
happened,
there.
It's happened before you go into the literature of the subject.
What literature? Dickens?
No.
What literature?
The writings about such things, the ghostly tales, the
why are you speaking like
psychic experience?
Why are you speaking like you're an 18th century lord?
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to be clear, that's all, because you have a tendency to confuse people.
What do you mean I have a tendency to confuse people?
Anyway,
yes.
We're getting off of the subject.
Tangents aside today, sir. What have you? So go on, tell me your story.
My story goes back quite a while into the 1970s. I had a friend who was a railway enthusiast.
Yes.
And just after they shut a certain station in Staffordshire...
A certain station in Staffordshire.
He and his friends went and broke in.
Yeah.
They were, on the wall here was a plaque which commemorated the staff who had died in the First World War.
Good for them.
There was one name on it.
Yeah.
So...
Hang on, there was only one name on it?
There was only one name, because it was a small station in the countryside.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took it out.
It was your name, and you died on that exact day?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Apologies.
You're jumping in again, aren't
you? I'll jump out.
Yes, good. Anyway, he took it home, showed it to his mum and dad. They said, oh, blah, blah, blah.
He stole a plaque.
Shoved it in the cellar.
Yeah.
So he kept it in the cellar for a good many years, and he took it out one day.
Yeah.
And then the things started happening.
Uh-oh.
First of all, he hung it on the in his room.
Yeah.
And first of all, pictures started dropping off the walls.
Okay.
I was there on a couple of occasions when it happened.
Yeah.
The cord wasn't broke, and... they started dropping off, going up the stairs. When they started going towards his room, his mother insisted he take this plaque down off the wall.
Yeah.
And it stopped.
Gosh.
And I seem to collect ghostly stories. I've had certain things happen here to me. Too many, too varied over the years.
So
they always happen when you don't expect
Cliff,
them.
You're a believer.
You cannot force these things here to happen.
No.
They happen when you least expect them.
You can't squeeze them out. They come out, you know, at their own time and pace.
Now, as an 18th century lord, I will say to you now, go forth, peasant.
Oh. Well, thank you, Cliff. Forth I am off to go. Hello, Patrick.
Hiya, Mike.
03453 00956. Patrick, you've seen the video on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of it. Pretty spooky, huh?
You think so? I'd be worried about my paintwork, bumping off the banister, chipping the paint. I'd tell him to get off whatever he's standing on and put the ladder down. That's about as much of a ghost as I am, I'm telling you. Jerry Anderson had the decency to show us the strings.
For those who haven't seen it, it is a video of some wooden stepladders.
It's not wooden, it's aluminium stepladders.
No, it's wooden, because I've held those stepladders.
Those stepladders are wooden?
Yeah. Held over, suspended from midair, in the stairs and spinning round at a rate of knots. Now, just after three, we're going to put up another video on Facebook of me trying to recreate that. And Patrick, I couldn't.
I'll tell you what, I'd have a huge bet with you and I'd give you fantastic odds, I could. If they're not scared of it, if they're standing there now all calm with the camera, why don't they go to the bottom of the stairs and point the camera?
Well, as you've heard, they've had the ladders thrown at them. They sounded nervous, those girls.
And they're still living in the house.
Well, they're hoping to move out very, very soon.
No.
You're not buying it?
No, I'm not. No.
So tell me how you think that's done, because honestly, I did try and do it, and I couldn't do it. How do you think it's done?
I can imagine somebody up there standing on something, on a pole. Anything.
Standing on a pole?
No, not standing on a pole. The ladder's suspended on the end of a pole.
The wall facing the stairs?
Yeah.
That's a solid wall.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a pole hanging those.
No. As long as I draw breath, you will never convince me.
Okay, Patrick. But and I appreciate your point of view. Yet you can't explain how it's done. A pole? 03453 009956. I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul what's inside of you. It's your heart and another you. But your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes the spirit shake. honestly, as you, regular listeners to the show will be aware, I am not a believer of ghosts or the spirit world in the slightest. I've always poo-pooed it, and we had an invitation from a psychic who will be speaking to about an hour's time to go and look at this house in Wolverhampton. And we went, and we met the wonderful family, and we spoke to them, and they were genuinely freaked out. Well, at least some of them were genuinely freaked out. Some of them seemed quite calm by the whole thing. Go to facebook.com/BBCWM. Have a little look at the video that we've posted that they claim is of a ghost spinning a ladder on the stairs. I know, it sounds freaky. Sounds very, very freaky. Go and have a look at that and give me a call. Are you buying into this? Are you convinced by this? 03453 009956. Your stories of ghostly manners as well, please. Or maybe, maybe you want to phone up and poo-poo the whole thing. You're more than welcome to do that as well. Love to hear your thoughts. If you can explain how that video is done, then let me know. We saw some freaky stuff when we were there. Some freaky stuff. And it felt, that house felt, it felt weird, man. I can't explain it any better than that. It felt weird. If you want to take part in the show this afternoon, the phones are really busy. Now is an excellent time to call. 03 453 009956. You can text as well. 81333. Start your texts WM. Or you can email me, ian.lee, I-A-I-N, dot L-E-E, at bbc.co.uk. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Liz.
Unfortunately not, Liz, it's Adam.
Oh, Adam. Well, don't say unfortunately. Let's be honest. You're my favourite. I was hoping it would be you. Adam, what have you got for us?
Busy on the M42 northbound, two lanes closed, junction 5 up to 6 at Sully Hall up to Birmingham Airport and the NEC. Only lanes 2 and 3 out of the 4 there are open, and that's due to an accident that had the road blocked earlier on. Lorry and two cars involved in that. Queues all the way back towards junction 3A at the M40 link, also causing a bit of heavy traffic on that northbound side of the M40 towards the M42 link. It's also looking really busy across the A5 at Tamworth. The M42 junction 10 roundabout report that's blocked due to an accident there. Busy on the M5 northbound up from Worcester, where there was an accident just near to junction 7 earlier on, and it's still busy on the M6 northbound, junction 11 at Cannock to 12 for the A5 at Gailey. Busy through Helzo in the Stourbridge Road of the A458 at George Road. There's a set of temporary lights there causing long delays as works are being carried out. And through Castle Bromwich, Chester Road is partially blocked due to an accident not too far from Hurst Lane North at Farm Foods, and in Hensford, Green Heath Road at High Mount Street, report of an accident there as well. And if you can update us, call BBC WM95 5.6 travel on 08453 00288.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Adam.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
It's 2:30. Let's get the news now. Here's Chris Blakemore.
Thank you, Ian. The man who oversees the police in the West Midlands says he wants to know why it took so long for a Birmingham man to be cleared of terror charges. Mohsen Beg was released on Wednesday after being in prison in London since March. The charges against him were dropped. Police say the condition of a one-year-old girl who fell out of a window in the Black Country isn't life-threatening. It happened at a council flat in Tipton yesterday morning. The force says officers are looking into what happened at Highfields Road. A former news editor at the News of the World's admitted illegally intercepting voicemails. Ian Edmondson's the eighth person to be convicted of phone hacking at the former Sunday tabloid. He'll be sentenced later. And Henry Winkler, or The Funns from Happy Days, has been in Lichfield today looking at a new way of teaching dyslexic children. He's dyslexic himself and was at the Maple Hayes Dyslexia School, which uses a new approach using icons to form words instead of sounds. And the weather, it's going to be fine and sunny this afternoon with highs of 20 Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. Tonight's going to be dry and cool. Tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny spells with highs for Saturday of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit.
The voice. The voice. The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Back to ghosts in a second. How cool is The Fonz? The Fonz is the coolest person ever. I've met The Fonz. I filmed with The Fonz, OK, for some weird nonsense for Channel 5. And they wanted him to dress up as The Fonz. He went, no, not doing that. I said, oh, go on, dress up as... Nah, I'm not going to do it. Ian, would you dress up as The Fonz? Yeah, totally. So I've got... One of the coolest pictures I've got is me dressed up as The Fonz with The Fonz, who is not dressed up as The Fonz. How cool is... Funny you mentioned The Fonz, because I was trying to think, who's the English Fonz? Danny Dyer? Danny Dyer? Is he the English Fonzie? I can't think. Who would the 03453 009956? Who would the English Fonzie be? The thing about the Fonzie is that he had two of the coolest things going for him. One of them wouldn't be allowed now, right? The first one that would be allowed is he can make jukeboxes play just by hitting them. Just boom. So he could do that with an MP3. The other one is he could click his fingers and chicks would appear all around him. Probably, you probably can't do that now. I'm imagining there's some law again. Who's the English? Let me have a think. So what do we have about Fonzie? He's cool. Sean Connery, says producer Jeremiah. Well, two things. No. And secondly, he's Scottish. I'm asking specifically for the English Fonz. Do I think who's really cool and English? No, not Michael Caine. Someone effortlessly cool. I'm excluding myself from this because it wouldn't be fair. Manny's in Wolverhampton. Afternoon, Manny.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ooh, I know this isn't what you've called in for, Manny, but can you... Well, first of all, do you know who the Fonz is?
The English one.
Well, do you know who the American Fonz is?
Yeah.
Well, give me an impression of Fonzie.
He used to click his fingers, didn't he, and
whack
the jukebox. And
he'd go, yep. Fonzie. So who would be the English Fonzie?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, Manny, it's hilarious. No, but seriously, who would be the English Fonzie?
Robbie Williams.
Whoa, you actually mean it. Well, that means that I'm going to be doubtful of everything you say afterwards. Go on, Manny, you've got a ghost story for me. What happened?
Well, this my lady lived a couple of doors away from me. She worked at a Sainsbury's in Wolverhampton when it first opened.
Oh, spooky. You know, another Wolverhampton story, guys.
Well, that's built on a graveyard, I think.
Oh, man.
When they used to go to work...
Jay Sainsbury, what on earth were you thinking building a branch of your supermarket on a graveyard, you plum?
When they used to go to work in the morning...
Yeah.
All the stuff was on the floor.
Oh, blimey.
And, when the people were leaving work, they'd put it all back up and everything, whatever. They'd go back in the morning, and it was all on the floor again, and it was all in the papers.
Haunted Sainsbury. Did they ever manage to... Because people...
I think they stopped it by... They had a priest in or something. Yeah. I'm not too sure.
It's the only way to do it, isn't it? You've got to get a priest in and exorcise those demons.
That's right, yeah. I do believe in it. I do believe in... There is things out there.
What do you think about the family we've been talking to? We're going to hear some more from them in a little bit. The family not far from you.
Unfortunately, I lost my sight about 3 years ago, so I can't see the pictures.
Hey, Manny, how did you lose your sight?
I had an accident at work.
Oh, blimey. Has it gone completely?
90%.
Flippin' heck. That must, that must make things a little bit tricky.
Very hard.
Can I ask, what did you do to lose it?
It was where I was working at a Eastern European, pressed the wrong button on the machine.
And
my foot got trapped. I lost my toes, lost another half of my side of my leg and my sight.
Flipping heck, that sounds horrific.
It is. Hard to get used to.
Yeah, I bet it is hard to get used to. But you sound like you're doing all right, Manny.
Well, you've got to, what can you do? You can't do nothing.
Good lad, thank you very much. I'm not going to allow. Thank you, Manny. Blimey, don't let any Eastern Europeans press the wrong button on the dangerous machinery. That's the solution there. I'm not going to allow Robbie Williams as the English Fonz. Not in the slightest. He'd like to think it, but no, we're not having that. 03453 009956. We seem to have entered one of those tangential conversations. We're asking who's the English Fonz. And ghosts. Go to facebook.com/BBCWM. If that video doesn't... I was going to say something rude then. Scare you. Well, then I don't know what will. Give us a call and explain how you think it happened.
Okay.
03453 009956. Why am I out of breath? I've been chucking pens and pencils at my producer, of course. That's exactly why I'm out of breath. So, ghost stories, please. Do you believe in them? Do you have any evidence? Or do you think they're a load of old nonsense? Why are we talking about them on the show? Well, because I took up an invitation to go and see a haunted house in Wolverhampton. We heard from Louise, the mum, earlier on. Well, the family have taken hundreds of videos of the activities of the demon. We saw a few. This is the best.
This is spinning ladders. OK. So, shot taken from inside the living room. We can see the stairs and the banisters. There are the wooden step ladders. All right. Okay, that's weird. The wooden step ladders are hanging over the edge from upstairs, and they were swinging back and forth, and now they're swinging round and round and round quite fast. And then they've just been lifted up.
Up to an area where you can't access.
I want to go and look at that area right now. We'll have a look at some more videos in a second. Let me go up. Okay. So let's go and see. This is exciting, guys. Okay, so this is where... I just want to see this. This is where the stepladders... Oh, mate, that's weird. Oh, mate, open the... Can I go upstairs? Is that okay? Right, okay. All right, that's freaky. Okay, so we're walking up the stairs. These are the stairs where the stepladders were. You can hear producer Joe being freaked out a bit. Where the stepladders were hanging, I naturally assumed that there was a way of leaning over, that someone could be leaning over, spinning over. And there isn't. There isn't. There's a solid wall there where it looked like someone was potentially leaning over. This side, there is a way of leaning over. But you're right, you'd have to spin it around like that. I feel a little bit freaked out. Actually, I'm going to ask a favour. Can I hold the stepladders over your banisters to see what... Because that... Right, now I'm freaked out. Producer Joe, can I ask you to hold this? Because I'm going to try and recreate... These are heavy ladders. This is a heavy ladder. All right, OK. I'm going up the stairs. Hopefully I'm not going to damage your wall. So... Is this the same set of ladders?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, it doesn't work. I'm hanging the step ladder over the banister where I can reach it. They were right down there, so already that's an effort to hold it.
Yeah.
Bit lower. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Now open it.
They were open, weren't they?
Now spin it.
I can't do it. I mean, if I can spin it, but it's going to be... It's very slow. I can't recreate that. And then they whipped up suddenly. I can do it that with effort, but not as fast.
They were that way. They were against the wall
there. They were against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, I can't even get the ladder out. Right. I'm out of breath. Thank you, Joe. It was the revelation that there was no kind of little cubby hole there. I couldn't recreate that. I hate to break it to you guys, your house is haunted.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Now, we shot a video of me investigating the stairway. We're going to put that on the Facebook page in the next few minutes. As soon as I know it's up, I shall give you the heads up so you can go and have a look. Mark in Cannock. Mark, what do you reckon?
Hello, Ian. All right, mate?
Yeah, it's freaky stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'll have to look at that video, actually, and have a look, see what I think about it.
Don't want to have a little look. Mate, the thing is, they all sound convinced. They all sound convinced that this is genuinely happening.
Well, I mean, what happened to me was a number of years ago now. I was out in Stratford.
Yeah.
And there's a building there that's supposedly quite haunted, one of the most haunted buildings in Stratford.
Yeah.
And it's called the Falstaff Experience. They do ghost tours and whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I've watched Most Haunted, and I watched some of the things that happened there, and you hear the way they go, the torches and the batteries have gone dead,
yep,
and everything else and stuff. Well, I never really thought much of it, and thought, well, we'll go, you know, just have a look and see what happens. And I got a new phone. It was about 3 months old. Now, I know for a fact, when I went in there, that mobile phone battery was fully charged. It'd been on charge all day. Now, the ghost tour probably lasted for about an hour, just under an hour, maybe. And we went round, and first thing, after about a quarter of an hour, I felt like I got a bit of a headache.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay, fair enough. I thought you hear them, well, you get these impressive things. Anyway, we came out, and first thing I noticed, I thought, well, I'll get my phone. So I pulled my phone out of my pocket, and my battery was virtually dead.
Wow.
Now, I'd only been in there for about an hour. I showed my dad, and I said, look at this. I said, you know for a fact this phone was fully charged. I said, look at that now. And he looked, and he said, well, that needs charging. He said, it's about to die. I said, yeah, exactly. I said, we've only been in there for about an hour.
Come on.
I said, while we were there, I said, I noticed that I felt a bit of a headache. I said, and after we'd left there, probably for about 15, 20 minutes afterwards, I was fine, and I got no headache whatsoever until I left the place. And I went to the mobile phone shop just to make sure. I thought, well, I need to check this out. And I went back and I said to the guy, I said, I think I've got a problem with the phone battery. And he checked it. He said, phone battery's fine. It's holding its charge. Nothing wrong with that battery whatsoever. And I had that phone for about 3 years afterwards and it never, ever lost its charge like it did that night.
Mark, are you convinced?
Like I said, I watch most haunties and stuff like that and I like to go on these ghost trips as and when I can. I mean, there was another time, me and the wife, we went down to, we was in Devon and we went to Bodmin Jail. Now, that place is creepy in the daytime, let alone nighttime. And we went there and they've got the cells right underneath the jail. And we went there and there was only me and my wife down there and they've got these mannequins in there, which look pretty creepy to be fair. And they got all the artifacts in there and whatever. And we had a walk round, and my wife was down the other end of the cell, and I was just having a nose at some of the pictures and stuff like that. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw a shadow move past, and I turned round, and I was standing about 10 foot away from this mannequin.
Yeah.
And this mannequin was slowly swaying from side to side, as though somebody had rushed past it, and there was nobody there. My wife, there was only me and my wife down in there, and my wife was down the far end looking at some other artifacts, and I was at the other end. And I saw this mannequin just moving slightly side to side, and I thought, I'm getting out of there. And I called my wife, and she looked at me, and she said, are you okay? And I said, why? She said, you're absolutely white as a sheet. And I told her, and she laughed, and I said, I'm not joking. I said, there's something down there. I said, and I saw that mannequin move. And I was nowhere near it. And, of course, being underground, there was no wind, there was no breeze or anything.
Mark, I tell you what, Mark, stay there, because I can see Darren in Northfield. You're a little bit sceptical about all of this, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no such thing as ghosts.
Tell that to Mark.
Well, I've been dead for 20 years and I've never seen one.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. Mark, I suspect we were having our legs were being slightly pulled there.
Good evening and welcome to the first edition of Midlands Today.
50 years of news. The awful events of November 1974 when the IRA detonated two bombs at two pubs in Birmingham. 50 years of memories.
It's a privilege, you know, to be invited into people's homes every night. You know, it's a responsibility and an honour.
It was such an exciting place. You would meet in the corridors the film stars who were being interviewed on Pebble Mill at One.
Well, the first time I met Muhammad Ali, I said to him, would you, for the opening of the programme, would you hit me on the jaw? Ah, I said, you want to be famous, don't you?
Midlands Today at 50. All this week from 6:30 on BBC One.
Paul! Put your phone down, you silly sausage. We're trying to call you. 03-453-00956. It's one of those shows. We're talking about ghosts. We'll have more evidence from the spooky ghost house in Wolverhampton. Go to the Facebook page and have a look. We're also going to put up there in the next few minutes video of me investigating the stairs and the landing. As soon as it's up there, I'll let you know. And also, bizarrely, who's the English Fonzie? Someone has suggested Robbie Williams. I'm not buying that for a second. I tell you who it could be. Who's the old fella from The Apprentice? Not Lord Sugar, the other one. I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17.
Tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me singing.
you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. It was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on.
Paul, we're trying to call you, but bizarrely, something spooky is happening with your phone. We can't get through. Call us back. And also visit facebook.com/BBCWM because the video of me investigating... I was going to say that Joan Jett is the Lady Fonz. Of course, she's not the Lady Fonz. Who's the Lady Fonz, guys? 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 Susie Quattro. Of course she is. Go to the Facebook page now and have a look. There is the video of me investigating the stairs. Oh, Cliff in Tipton, how we poo-poo you, sir. You poo-poo me, I poo-poo you, sir. Cliff says, where is the loft door in relationship to the stairs in that haunted house? If it's over the stairs, the dancing steps are easy to do, but it would take two people. As an intelligent person, you should be able to figure that one out. But Cliff, if only the loft door was above the stairway. It's not. It's quite some distance away from it. So that don't work. 03453-00956. We've managed to get Paul back on the line. Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Lot of freaky stuff is happening today. We tried to call you. We couldn't get through to you. Your phone was doing very, very bizarre things.
I've just seen you got 7 missed calls.
How
never
freaky.
Rung once, I can tell you that.
Isn't that friend? And Jo was saying she was getting some weird messages this end. They're honestly... and. I've heard it said that once you start messing with this stuff, weird things start to happen. And it looks like that's the case. Paul, you've sent us a photograph.
Yep.
What the flippin' heck is that?
I don't know. I have no idea whatsoever. If you can look on the photograph and if you zoom in a little bit, not too much.
Yeah.
That picture was taken with, obviously, a flash digital camera.
Yeah.
And it looks like something is holding its hands up in front so you can't see its face, or blinding the flash out, one of the two things like that.
Let me describe for what we've got here. It's a photograph. I can see three gentlemen. I say gentlemen. I'm not so sure about the fella in the cap. But there's three gentlemen stood by a doorway, two in front, one behind. Next to the gentleman behind the doorway with the cap, who's got a can of Foster's, good on him, is well... I don't know what that is. That's some kind of creature.
It is, yeah. And I will tell you, we've had loads of things happen in my house. Absolute loads of things. Just one or two of the things. Like me, I'm going back a little bit now. My daughter's room, she used to have something like them porcelain dolls you have.
Yeah.
She had some of those on a shelf. She woke up the one morning and they was all on the floor. Now, not one was broken. One was in a rocking chair type of thing. And by the way, the floor was hardwood floor, so if it fell...
It looks like a... I'm sorry, I'm looking at this, but it looks like an ogre or a giant. He's got massive hands.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Paul,
an angel or something on each chest.
Do we have... I can see the angel. Do we have your permission to tweet this, Paul?
Yeah, no problem.
Would that be okay? Okay, we'll get producer Joe to tweet that at BBCWM if you want to see that. Go on, you were telling me about your daughter's China dolls.
Yeah, well, all these dolls was on there. They was on a hardwood floor... So they fell from heights approximately 5 foot onto the art floor, but obviously they hadn't fell because they'd have broke. But so that was one thing. We sat in the front room, the once me and my wife, and in between us. Nobody's ever smoked in the house. I've had the house 30 years almost. And all of a sudden, for about 4 to 5 seconds, you just saw some smoke in between us, cigarette smoke. Every time I'd done something to the house, you used to smell smoke. And my son, I've got my grandson living with us now, and last year, he started saying that this red man's foraging him. Red man, what are you on about? He said he's upstairs in the bedroom. So he took us up and he went, hey, look, he's under the bed. And they all looked under the bed and there was nobody there. So and what are you saying? This, he said he's trying to fight me. And it's happened regular, day in, day out. And we heard about this, I don't know, he's a medium or psychic, whatever you call him, named Peter Hutchings from Nottingham, I think he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, I'm a non-believer, so to try and do anything, I tried everything, so we invited him down.
Yeah.
It cost me, I think it was £120. Blimey. I was willing to pay that out. He came in the house, and he said, man, this is bad. He sat down, and I thought, here we go. He said, you've got something bad here. He says, no, I'm going to clear it. He doesn't want to go, but I'm going to clear it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say, from that day, the grandson's never spoke anything else.
Paul, listen, thank you very much. I'm actually starting to feel very, very uncomfortable now. Has it got darker in here? It feels darker in here. It feels like it's really cloudy, but guess what, guys? We're not anywhere near the windows. I can't tell if it's cloudy or not. At BBCWM, follow that, and we'll tweet that picture that Paul sent. Producer Joe, have we managed to tweet that picture yet? Okay, I'll send it. I do apologise. Producer Jo is saying she's having a few problems with her computer. Normally, we don't have any... I know, a few problems with the computer, Jo. I know. Well, let me try and send it again to you and see if that gets through. Okay, that should hopefully be with you now. It's just got through now. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? Chris is in Erdington. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi, mate. How are you?
I'm freaked out, mate, to be honest. I'm freaked out. And I'm going to be sleeping in a hotel room on my own tonight, and actually, I'm a little bit scared.
It's the Fonz that I've actually called up about.
The English! I think we'd all agree that the female Fonz is Susie Quattro.
Yeah.
Who's the English Fonz?
It's got to be David Beckham, mate, for me. It really has to.
Really? Tell me why.
Because he's got all the characteristics. He's cool, you know. He's just got that aura about him. He carries himself well. He dresses well. The girls love him.
Can I tell you why he's not the English Fonz?
Why?
You're right on all those things. It's one thing that lets him down.
He talks like that. You can't have a Fonzie that talks like that.
You can't have a Fonzie that sounds like he's having his testicles squeezed.
Admittedly, his voice does let him down, but apart from his voice, I think he's got everything else.
It's the closest we've got so far, Chris. He's certainly a better suggestion than Robbie Bloomin' Williams.
Yeah,
Chris,
I don't know where that comes from.
Thank you very much indeed. We're trying to hunt down, not literally, that'll be awful, we're trying to find the English Fonz. So far, we've had Robbie Williams and David Beckham. Well, that's a little bit better, but the voice lets him down, doesn't it? Speaking of the voice, Tom Jones, he's Welsh. 03453 009956. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Adam.
The M6 southbound at Junction 6 at Spaghetti. We're getting word that there's been an accident. It's reported that two lanes have been closed on that southbound side. Traffic is at a standstill looking at the cameras. The M42 northbound, there's lane 1 of 4 still closed. The hard shoulder live lane just between Junction 5 at Solihull and Knoll and 6 at Birmingham Airport in the NEC. And across Pennine Way in and out of Wilmercote, that's looking as though it's partially blocked due to an accident near to Pennymoor Road. And through Castle Bromchester Road is partially blocked due to an accident near to Hurst Lane North. To update me, 08453 002 88.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Getting some excellent suggestions for the English Fonzie on Twitter. I'll get to those in a bit, but right now it's 3 o'clock. Let's get the news. Here's Chris Blakemore.
Thank you, Ian. And the Police and Crime Commissioner for the West Midlands is defending the cost of hosting the Conservative Party conference. Figures show that when Birmingham hosted the event in 2012, it added £500,000 to the police budget. Speaking in the hot seat with Danny Kelly, David Jameson has told BBC WM this time the Home Office has shouldered more of the costs.
It shouldn't fall as a burden on the local policing, and especially now the Conservatives have said they're coming back three more times in the next few years, and many people will welcome that because it's bringing money into the economy. But I want to make sure that in subsequent years that the policing here is not affected generally by money that might be spent on that.
Police want to speak to a man from the Black Country in connection with an assault following a high-speed chase through the streets of Tipton. 34-year-old Kirk Garner, who's from Oldbury, is believed to have rammed an Astra after it stopped at traffic lights and dragged the driver out of his car. The 23-year-old needed hospital treatment and broke his ankle in the collision. A former news editor at the News of the World's admitted plotting to illegally hack into voicemails. Ian Edmondson's the eighth person to be convicted of phone hacking at the Sunday tabloid. His victims included two Home Secretaries, the actor Jude Law and Sir Paul McCartney. He'll be sentenced later. Violent scuffles have broken out in Hong Kong between pro-democracy demonstrators and supporters of Beijing. The protesters are angry at China's plan to vet election candidates and have been occupying parts of the city since the weekend. Well, our reporter Babita Sharma, who's in Hong Kong, says the democracy protesters have just released a new statement.
They've been calling on the Hong Kong authorities to stop the attacks against the protesters. They've gone even further, saying that if they do not act to protect the citizens of Hong Kong, they will not engage in dialogue with the authorities.
People living along a section of railway between Birmingham and Redditch have told BBC that their health has been affected by noise from overnight engineering work. The line Alvechurch was shut for 8 weeks while the track was doubled, but residents say follow-up work since it reopened last month has kept them awake last night. Richard Dugdale is from Network Rail. He says they've apologised, but the work just had to be done. And the cast and crew of Top Gear have had to fly out of Argentina after the filming of its latest special caused another argument. Local politicians and Falklands veterans were angered by what they saw as a reference to the war on a car number plate. The number plate was H982FKL. Producers, though, say it was just a coincidence. And a look at the weather then. It's going to be fine and sunny this afternoon with highs of 20 Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. Tonight's going to be dry and cool. Tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny spells with highs for Saturday of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Chris, I believe you have a suggestion for the English Fonzie. Who are we going for?
Can we go British Fonzie? Because I've just realised he's Welsh.
Go on then.
Gotta be Shaking Stevens. Go on, look at Shaking Stevens there.
Are you having a laugh? The Shaking Stevens is the British Fonzie.
How cool was Shaking Stevens? You're my age, similar my age, early 80s. I'm a bit older.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, what the cheek of the man? Unbelievable.
CWM
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Okay, so we've on Twitter, we've had Paul Nicholas or David Essex. I'll give you Essex. David Essex is a pretty good English Fonzie. Good afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM. Man alive, it's a freaky, deaky, spreaky show. We're talking about ghosts. We're also trying to find the English Fonzie. I've no idea why. Oh, yeah, the real Fonzie was in Birmingham doing something about dyslexic kids. He's brilliant. He's written loads of books on how to overcome dyslexia, Henry Winkler. And man alive, if you ever get to meet him, I've had the pleasure of working with the Fonz a few times. Nicest man in the world. Nice, the nicest bloke in the world. The Fonzie. E and the Fonz. Chicks. E. Producer Joe there suggesting I look like I'm on the toilet forcing something out. I'm not at all. I'm being cool. Who is the English Fonz? 03453-009956. And also, man alive, those of you who listen regularly will know I am as sceptical as a goose when it comes to hauntings. Last Saturday, after Saturday morning show, 9 till 12, myself and producer Joe, thanks very much, you're welcome, we went to Wolverhampton to meet a haunted house family. We went in there kind of sceptical. We left going, flipping heck. It was freaky. By the time I got home, I was sceptical again. More on that anon. But we've posted one video on facebook.com/BBCWM of a stepladder doing some freaky stuff. There's another video up there now of me investigating how that was done. Go and have a look. We've also me speaking to the young... was she 8 years old, I think? 8 or 9 years old. The 9-year-old girl who lives there and has dealings with the demon, Jezebeth. It really is quite spooky listening. Samuel's on the line. Good afternoon, Samuel.
Good afternoon, hi.
Hi, how Samuel. I'm a little bit freaked out by what we're discovering today. What would you like to contribute? Oi!
Sorry?
You could have moved the phone away.
Oh, is it too loud?
The cough was, yeah. I've got a little bit of phlegm in my ear.
Oh, is that better?
That's. Are you going to cough again?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. No. Have you got a bit of a chest?
No. It's just clearing my throat.
Okay, you could have done that before we came on air, but let's not argue about that, Samuel. You're on air now. The throat is clear. Let's hope the mind is. What have you got for us?
Well, it's a story about when I was a child. We used to live in a council house in Borsley Green.
Yeah.
And it was a very freaky house. I was only about 7 or 8 at the time. And we all used to sleep in one room, and I couldn't understand why we all slept in one room.
Yeah.
Found out later, apparently, what happened was when we used to go to bed, we used to hear the tap running. My mother used to go downstairs, and she used to switch the tap off and then come back upstairs. A few hours later, it goes off again. And every night, I used to have the same dream.
Yeah.
And I was in that room, trapped in a corner, and the whole room was just full of worms, snails, snakes, every kind of slithery thing. Oh. And I was, like, trapped in the corner.
Oh, mate.
And I'd keep having that dream every night. We eventually moved out of that house way back in 1980.
Yeah.
And we never spoke about that house. I never mentioned anything about the dreams or anything like that. But one day, I think my mother and my sister were in the house, and they were talking. And my mother mentioned the house, and she said, I kept dreaming, having this dream about this house. My sister got up, she goes, yeah, I have the same dream too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was in the next room, and I was freaking out. And I'm thinking, you know what, I've had the same dream as well. And I kept dreaming, even though 10 years later, we kept dreaming it. And, apparently the story goes, well, one of my grandfather, who's a priest, came over and stayed in the house, and we gave him the small room right at the back where the garden is, and it's a tiny room. And I always stayed away from that. There was something eerie, something freaky about that room. I never went near it. He stayed in that room one night. The following morning, he goes, there's some demons in the house. And my mother said, what do you mean? Because there's little gnome creatures.
Little gnome creatures?
Yeah, little gnome kind of greenish creatures.
Yeah, like the thing you coughed up earlier.
Sorry?
It's little gnome greenish creatures, yeah.
Yeah, this is what you described them as. Yeah. And he goes, try to go to sleep, they would rock the bed really hard.
Mate.
Right? And he couldn't sleep. And then he said, you know, the thing is, I tried to get rid of them by saying a special prayer because they're not willing to go.
Your grandfather knew a special prayer to get rid of little green gnome bed rockers.
Well, apparently these are demons, and they're like shapeshifters. They change different shapes and stuff. And it's in mythology as well. If you look at gnomes, if you look at fairies, if you look at the movie, what's that movie called, from the Twin Towers by Tolkien?
The Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's not...
based. Sorry?
That's not, as I said, you know that's not a documentary.
I know it's not a documentary, but apparently... things like that do exist. You know, it's a mythology. People think it's mythology, but I've had several experiences.
Old wizards and rings that make you invisible.
Yeah.
Wow. 03453-009956 is the telephone number. Clear of throat, clear of mind. Well, he sounded sensible. He sounded grounded. Yes. All of his family had the same spooky dreams about frogs and snails and puppy dogs' tails. His grandfather had his bed rocked by little green gnomes. And he believes that Lord of the Rings is a documentary. 03453-009956. Coming up, more of the spooky, spooky house. We're still trying to find the English Fonz. It's kicking off on Twitter. OK, we'll go for British Fonz. I am not having Shaken Stevens put forward as a British Fonz. Although, Rob. Rob.
I think we found the answer. Two words. Tucker Jenkins. Tucker Jenkins. Tucker Jenkins is the English Fonz. We can't beat that, can we? 03453 009956. Feeling a little bit uncomfortable this afternoon, and not because you've had a heavy lunch. This stuff is proper freaky, right? But this stuff is I believe everybody who's called up, even the last fella, who thinks that rings that make you invisible exist. 03453 009956. Before 4 o'clock, probably just after 3:30, we're going to speak to Sandrea, who is the psychic who met us at the house that we're talking about, the spooky, haunted house in Wolverhampton. It was... Even if you're not buying the videos, you've got to listen to the stories. You've got to believe the mum and the 9-year-old daughter. I totally believe what they're saying. Let me rephrase that. I totally believe that they believe what they're saying. Listen to this. This is the 9-year-old daughter of the family who says she's been targeted by Jezebeth, the demon that they claim lives with her. Now, if you're of a nervous disposition, this will freak you out. OK, if you're at home in kind of a darkened room having a little lie down, I know some people do, a little doze with the radio on, it would be nice, wouldn't it? You might want to open the curtains or turn the lights on, because this is really freaky. I asked the 9-year-old, and we're deliberately not using her name, I asked her what she'd seen.
I've been seeing a little girl, and it started off as I was seeing her, and she was coming back and taking off her face and wearing hoods and bringing things back with her.
What do you mean taking off her face?
What she would do is her face would be like normal, and then to scare me, she would like rip it off.
Did it work? Was it scary?
Yeah.
Well, and you, she talks to you.
She did talk to me, but I ignore her every time she talks to me.
Why do you ignore her?
Because she tries to scare me. She will show me in my head, like, the house was burning down and I'll be in here burning. She would show me pictures of that. And
that is scary, isn't it? You know, she told you her name, did she?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Her name's Jezebel.
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 All right, sorry. And does she tell you anything else about where she's from or why she's here or why she's doing this?
She told me about how she killed her parents and how she died.
And did she used to live here or around here?
No, she did. She was on. She used to live on the right gate, by near the right gate, and she went to a lake with her family. She was only her and her two sisters, but her sisters were somewhere else at the time. And she went with her mum and her dad, and there were swings, and she took the hooks off the swings and put them in her mum and dad, and they was hanging off the swings. And she thought that because the leaves were everywhere, she thought that she would be walking on the ground, but she didn't. She walked into a lake and drowned.
Are you scared living here?
Sometimes I'm scared to leave people at home, but I'm not scared of living here.
I'll ask you a question. Can you give me an honest answer? Is that you hanging the ladder over the edge and spinning it around really quickly? No, I can barely lift it, so I know it's not you.
Guys, seriously? Do you doubt the words of a 9-year-old girl? 03453 009956.
Prepare to be blown away by a jaw-dropping collaboration. On stage is a modern-day icon. She's the lead singer of one of the best British bands of the decade.
Spice Girls!
Alongside her, one of the most unique African vocalists I've ever heard. And they're both appearing with a member of a British folk dynasty. I can't wait. An unmissable BBC music performance. 27 artists, one song. Tuesday at 8 p.m. across the BBC.
Neil's in Bromsgrove. Neil, you've heard the evidence. I don't know, you may have seen some of the evidence on the Facebook page. It's hard to dispute this, isn't it?
Very easy. It's rubbish.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Because, look, I've seen both the video clips you put up.
OK. Neil, sorry to interrupt. Is your mouth anywhere near your phone? You're very faint, and I want to make sure we hear exactly what you say.
Yeah.
That's better. There we go. Thank you. Go on.
OK, sure. Yeah, it's very easy. Yeah, it is. It's just somebody leaning over that banister with a piece of rope attached to the ladder and spinning it round with a hand. And I watched the video where you're going, oh, I can't do this. But really, have you got a little piece of rope and you're trying to spin it round? You know, everybody knows a strong person who can hold a ladder like that. Maybe you can't, but really, it's just embarrassing.
I'm quite strong.
it doesn't look like it, though.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I know, but I'm actually, it's like an internal strength as opposed to a physical one. So you're not, but you've heard the evidence of the 9-year-old girl. You've heard the mum talking. Why are you so sceptical about that? The 9-year-old sounds like she believes it.
Yeah, well, maybe she's being told by the mum that she believes it, and this is what's really happening. Yeah, look, you watch the video, and that's put down as proof and evidence, and you don't see the top of the ladder, you only see the bottom of the ladder. You've tried doing that.
Yeah.
If you attached a piece of rope to that and spun it round...
To do that, though, you'd need to hold it with one hand, wouldn't you?
Well, you wouldn't have two people there. Yeah, you don't see the top of the ladder.
They were scared to go up there because they've had ladders thrown at them before.
Yeah, they're probably scared to do it because you might see what was up there. You might be able to see the people that are there.
Why? Okay, tell me this, because this has been going on for years. And we're going to speak to Sandrea in about 10, 15 minutes' time, who's the psychic.
Yeah.
And she's been following this family for years. Why would the family fake it? Why would anyone fake that?
As the first caller said, you know, do we know if it's a council house? If it's a council house, I would presume that they want to move. And there have been cases in the past where council tenants have said that they've got a poltergeist.
Is that true, though? It sounds like a nice story, but is that true? Have any council families been moved out of their house because it's haunted? Because I don't think that'll go down too well in the council offices.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
We've got to move Neil and his family because they've got a poltergeist and it keeps smashing his mum's crockery.
Yeah, but then again, though, prove that they haven't got one.
Well, fair play, Neil. Yeah, you've got me there. But I don't. I just don't think in the modern world, the 21st century, I've been told it is, that the council officer is going to take kindly to a family phoning up saying, "Yeah, we want to move." Yeah, can I ask why? We've got ghosts. No one's going to buy that, are they?
It's a fair point. But then you look at the fact that I say, "Okay, what evidence have you got? You've got a ghost." And I say, "Oh, look, I've got this ladder that's sort of suspended,
the spinning ladder,
but you can't see the top of the ladder." But honestly, there's a ghost there. Look, see those spoons on the floor? They were thrown out of the drawer. Were they really? Yeah, they were thrown out earlier.
Are you saying, Neil, that you're cleverer than the council?
I'm actually saying that in this modern day and age, when everybody has got a video camera on their phone, when everyone's got a camera on their phone, when everyone's got access to a video camera or a stills camera, why is there such a lack of real evidence showing poltergeists and ghosts in action? Well, you know, CCTV for cameras on every corner. Where are all the poltergeists and ghosts? It's rubbish.
Neil, thank you very much indeed. He's not buying it. Skeptic. One of the first skeptics. We've not had too many skeptics this afternoon. 03453-009956. The English Fonz. Is Joey Boswell, says Jay. Come on, fella. Paddy McGuinness. Shane Ritchie. What the... I don't think you've understood... What this is... Ah, Jay and Dudley on the subject of spooky goings-on. Demons were never human. They're fallen angels created by Satan. Blimey. 03453-009956. We'll speak to Scott in Wolverhampton soon. We'll also, in about, I don't know, 15 minutes' time, we'll speak to Sandrea, who is the psychic who's been investigating this family for quite a few years. I asked her how much she was charging them. I think you might be surprised by the answer. You'd think that people would have had enough of a silly love song. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like. Paul McCartney, isn't it? He gets a kick in every now and then. I like a bit of McCartney. Scott's in Wolverhampton. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, mate. You're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. What would you like to say, sir?
I just want to say that little girl's a brave little girl because I'm a paranormal investigator myself.
All right. What exactly does that mean?
Basically, I go to locations where there's been sightings or things happening with spirits.
Oh, blimey.
And I can actually speak to them and see them as well.
Wow. That must be cool. When did you first discover you had the gift?
About a year ago.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now. But it was about a year ago when I started seeing strange things, thinking I was being mad in the head, to be honest.
I have to ask the question, do you have any mental illness?
No, I'm afraid not.
Are you a heavy drinker?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
Have you ever taken cocaine?
No.
Marijuana? Can't afford it. Can't afford it? No, okay. Marijuana?
No.
LSD?
No.
Speed?
No.
Any amphetamine of any description?
No.
Opiates?
No.
Wow, okay. So you're pretty... Heroin?
Well, I hope so, because I'm a lorry driver in the day, so...
Okay, well, you've never said... That's great to know. Tell me what happens then, Scott. Tell me what you've seen.
Well, basically, the last place I went to was an asylum I went to in Leicester.
Yeah.
And basically, I've seen a little boy there. I was talking to him.
He was dead, yeah?
Yeah, he was dead. Me and my girlfriend does it as well. We was in a room with him, and I asked him to lock the door, and no one else was in the room or outside the room. And when we went to leave, the door was locked.
Scott, you're a fantasist. You're a liar. This is all made up. That's what some of the listeners will be thinking about you right now. What would you say to them?
Well, I'll say that's their belief end of the day. I mean, I believe in what I do. A lot of people don't want to believe in it because they're scared to believe in it.
Do you live in Wolverhampton?
I do, yes.
This is freaky. The house was in Wolverhampton. We've had another couple of callers from Wolverhampton all talking about spooky activity. Do you think... Apparently Wolverhampton is the centre of ley lines. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It comes from Stonehenge.
Hang on. Stonehenge is miles away, mate.
Yeah, if you... Stonehenge, basically, there's a ley line that crosses.
Yeah. It goes to Wolverhampton.
Yeah, basically, the Black Country's right in the middle of it, basically.
Scott, listen, thank you so much. It turns out Wolverhampton is perhaps the most haunted place in Britain. Your thoughts, please. 03453-009956. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Adam.
Well, the M6 northbound, junction 11 at Cannock, 212, the A5 at Gailey, really slow going through the roadworks at the moment. And also southbound on the M6, there's one lane closed on the M6 around 7 at Great Bar, down to 6 at Spaghetti. There's been an accident there. It's looking so lane 1 of the 4 has been closed off. The M42 northbound, there's still lane 1 of 4 out, junction 5 at Solihull and Knoll up to junction 6 at Birmingham Airport in the NEC. There's been an accident involving two cars and a lorry. Queues back to junction 3A at the M40. On the M5, northbound through the roadworks around 4A up towards Frankley Services, slow. We'll look at Pennine Way at Pennymoor Road. There's blockage there as a result of an accident. And also Coven, the A449 Stafford Road, northbound away from the M54 to the A5. That's partially blocked due to an accident. Getting word that Romsey Road in Bartley Green is partially blocked at Field Lane. There's been a crash there. Thanks to Danny for the update. And if you can update us, call BBC WM95.6 Travel on 08453 00288.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM95.6.
Coming up in the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking to Sandrea, this psychic who is trying to get rid of this demon in this haunted house in Wolverhampton. Try and guess how much she's being paid to do it. I think you might be surprised. Before that, though, let's get the news. Here's Chris Blakemore.
Thank you, Ian. And the father of the British photojournalist being held hostage by the group calling itself Islamic State has appealed for his safe return. John Cantley was seized 2 years ago while on assignment and has since been seen in a number of IS propaganda videos reading a prepared script. His dad, Paul Cantley, says he's a good man and sought only to help the Syrian people. The new man, who will oversee the police in the West Midlands, says the Birmingham pub bombings will only be reinvestigated if new evidence is found. 21 people died in two pubs in 1974. No one's ever been caught, and there's a campaign by some of the families to get justice. Police say the condition of a one-year-old girl who fell out of a window in the Black Country isn't life-threatening. It happened at a council flat in Tipton yesterday morning. The force says officers are looking into the circumstances of the incident, which happened in Highfields Road. And the cast and crew of Top Gear have had to abandon filming and leave the country after having stones thrown at them by an angry crowd in Argentina. It happened after they used a vehicle with a registration number which referred to the Falklands War. The show's bosses, though, say it was just a coincidence. And the weather, it's going to be fine and sunny this afternoon with highs of 20 Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. Tonight, dry and cool. Tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny spells with highs for Saturday of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit.
The voice
of Birmingham and the Black Country, BBC WM 95.6.
03 4 5 3 00 9 5 6. Last 30 minutes of the show, a couple of things. I'm clearing my throat. First of all, haunted houses, stories, your stories. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/BBCWM. You'll see some footage of a haunted house. A house that they claim is haunted. You buying it? You having any of it? We'll speak to Sandrea in a bit. The psychic who's been working on it, she's got a book out. We'll find out about that book as well. We're trying to find the British Fonzie. I think it... Loads of people suggesting Shane Ritchie. Are you having a laugh? Shane Ritchie? For goodness sakes, the man's a plum. 03453 00 9 5 6. We may have settled on Tucker Jenkins. I don't think we'll beat that. Also, I should remind you, producer Joe and I, as well as doing this, I use the word show very, very loosely. We're also here tomorrow, every Saturday between 9 and 12. Permission to speak freely. We ain't got a lot for tomorrow. I know, we haven't. So any suggestions you've got for tomorrow's show... No, I'm not saying you do our work, but could you do our work for us, please? Anything you think we should be talking about on tomorrow's show between 9 and 12 in the morn. 03453 00 9 5 6. Roberta's on the line. Good morning. Good afternoon, even, Roberta.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Roberta. What would you like to say on today's subject?
I would like to say that this is a Christian program, and I like to keep my language within a biblical context.
Okay.
The Bible does not talk about poltergeists and the ghost.
By the way, this is not specifically a Christian program. This is a program for anybody of any denomination, believers and non-believers alike. Everyone's welcome on this show, Roberta.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware of that. I thought Premier Radio was a Christian station.
Premier Radio may be a Christian station, but this is BBC WM 95.6.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, maybe what I have to say would not be appropriate for the programme, because I thought it was a Christian programme.
You say it, my love, and I will tell you whether it's a prop or indeed not. Go on, what do you want to say?
Right. What I wanted to say was that the spirit world controls what happens in the natural world. I was a lecturer at a university in the Caribbean for over 5 years, teaching on evolution, until I ran into a deliverance ministry in Trinidad, which completely put that rubbish out of my head.
The rubbish of the theory of evolution. Let's just clarify. So you taught evolution until you and then you realized that it was... You realized it was rubbish.
It was rubbish. Okay. The only difficulty I had with that theory at that time was the origin of the species.
Yeah.
And I was looking for that when ran into this deliverance ministry.
What's the answer?
And saw people set free of unclean spirits, evil spirits, and demons. That's what the Bible calls them. Mm. The only time they use the word ghost is primarily with giving up the ghost, meaning the human spirit, or the Holy Ghost. Mm.
So are you saying that you do believe that this house is haunted by demons, or you don't believe this house is haunted by demons?
Well, not only the house. Human beings can be. The Lord Jesus Christ, one-third of his ministry was deliverance, but the church ignores that today. One third teaching, one third preaching, yes. and one third deliverance.
This nine,
the Gadarene, he out of whom he cast legions of demons.
Now, Roberta, this 9-year-old girl who is seeing these, this demon, what should be done to her?
Well, you see, the church is where the power should be to deal with these invisible forces. Mm. But there's very little power in the church because Jesus Christ, in whose name all authority and power has been invested by our Heavenly Father, it's not even mentioned. If they do, it's Jesus, and we have several of those. The Hindus have a Jesus, the Muslims, the Freemasons, everybody has a Jesus. But there's only one Jesus Christ.
I think they're the same
name
guy.
Of authority, these things could be dealt with. Yeah. When they hear about the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus Christ in that deliverance ministry, they're quick to flee.
Roberta, can I ask you a question? So you don't believe in evolution, so I'm assuming that you're a creationist. How old do you think the world is?
Well, according to the scriptures, my dear, about 6,000 years.
The world's 6,000 years ago.
That's right.
How do you explain dinosaurs?
Well, dinosaurs could not exist beyond 6,000 years.
Okay, so dinosaurs were about 6,000 years ago.
Well, I wouldn't even date them. I don't, but I know that...
You don't think dinosaurs are
life
real?
Life did begin, as we see in Genesis.
Yeah.
God first created light, let there be light.
Yes.
And out of that he created the plants, and then he said that the water steam with fish.
They don't mention dinosaurs. They don't mention dinosaurs in the Bible, do they?
Well, we hear about Leviathan, and Leviathan in Job would have been a dinosaur.
Okay. Roberta, I you may have found the wrong radio station, but boy, oh boy, am I glad you did. Thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you for listening to me.
One final thing. Are you a fan of the British pop group XTC?
I don't even know who they are, my dear. I'm 70 years old. I was 70 yesterday.
Well, happy birthday, my darling, and I dedicate this to you.
Partridge of XTC, we salute you, sir.
Friend or foe, we'll share this dream.
And it is that man, Agbonlahor, Hall, who gives Aston Villa the lead.
Let rivalries return. Get behind your team.
And Paul Downing puts Walsall 3-1 up.
You always need someone to share every moment. We'll be there till the season's end.
Great ball, Thomas, roof of the net, and Blues are in front.
Your club is our club. The goal horn awaits, my football friend.
The station for commentary this season.
BBC WM
95.6.
Football, football, football. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, here every Friday between 2 and 4. Also every Saturday between 9 and 12. I don't want to panic you. We have no content for tomorrow's show lined up. Any suggestions? I'm being serious. Any suggestions? Do give us a call before Paul Franks comes on at 4. Otherwise, we'll have to nick his show for tomorrow and hope nobody notices. Now, we've been talking about this family in Wolverhampton. Man, there were loads of them who were kind enough to invite producer Joe and myself into their house last weekend. And what a delightful bunch they were. What gorgeous children they had. What wasn't so gorgeous was the demon that apparently lives there and haunts them and does some pretty freaky stuff. We saw some. We've shown you one video on the Facebook page. There were others. There were others. Well, we weren't just there alone with the family. We were greeted by a psychic, Sandria Mosses, who joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Sandria.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you feeling today? You're all right?
I'm okay, thank you.
Now, listen, tell us a little. How long have you been connected with this family?
Possibly about 4 years.
It's quite a long time. How did you first get involved?
They were just desperate for help, and they went to someone who knew somebody who knew me, and they passed on my details, and that's where it started.
Now, we've posted, you've been very kind enough to send us one of the videos. It's still on the Facebook page if you want to have a look. Can I read you some of the comments? This is the spinning ladder video. There was a good one. Hang on a second. There was someone who'd actually been in the house. Where was that? I can't see where it is now. There's so many comments. It's incredible. Here it is. Where is it? I can't see it, Producer Joe. There's someone who'd been in the house. Anyway, there's someone who says they've been in the house and they've been sat down and a table has gone flying across the room. This is kind of pretty standard for this place, isn't it?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. There's been lots of things going on in this house over a significant period of time.
There was another one here that says, does this family have a history of using a Ouija board? I've experienced paranormal activity for myself, and I would say this activity is demonic in nature. This is from Nigel. I've been a Christian for 4 years and have seen, heard and felt the paranormal many times over the past 4 years. If the family want to contact me, they can. There is a group set up here on Facebook to help with paranormal activity. Now, there was talk of a Ouija board. What remind me what was said when we were there?
It was Mum telling you about the four-year-old, at 4 years old, explaining the dangers of an Ouija board. Mm. And indeed, when she was 6 years old, she said the same to me. You don't expect 6-year-olds or 4-year-olds to know even what an Ouija board was. But she picked up that an Ouija board had been used, not by the family, it's by some extended members of the family in their former house.
Here's the comment from Dean that I was looking for. The banister at the top of these stairs is not in line with the ladders. It's physically impossible to do this without a mechanical aid of some sort. I've been in this house. I've sat at a huge wooden table and have it slide across the floor in front of my own eyes. The family have been tormented for a long time, hence why they're used to such things happening. Now, those are the comments in support. As I'm sure you can imagine, Sandria, there are some that are not quite so supportive.
I know, I've read some of the comments.
Let me put a few to you. Why not film this at the bottom of the stairs, not poking through the living room? A load of rubbish, if you ask me. Someone says it looks like they're hanging from the loft hatch. Someone's spinning from up there. Well, that's not. The loft is nowhere near the stairs, is it?
Yes, it's nowhere near there, yeah.
The ghost was trying to get rid of the ladders downstairs, so why not go and lend a hand? Well, that's not helpful. If the top of the ladders could be seen, then it could be believed, but fake at the moment. You've all heard and seen Soap on a Rope. This is Steps on a Rope. There are lots of people, Sandra, who are suggesting that maybe, to achieve the spin, it is the ladder is being suspended on a rope. Why do you think that's not the case?
Because how could it spin? If you notice, at one point, it's not been filmed on digital cameras, people have said. And,
yep.
It's been filmed on a mobile phone.
Yep.
And the ladders can be seen spinning one way and then changing direction and spinning the other without any break in their flow.
That would happen if it was... let me play the sceptic for a second. That would happen if it was on a rope, wouldn't it? It would spin one way and then spin back the other way.
No, I don't think it would. If it was on a rope, there would be some movement and some change in the spinning taking place. You know yourself, that ladder cannot be pulled up. It's physically impossible to spin it. It spins the one way. You couldn't do it with the rope spinning the one way and then spinning the other way. It would be impossible to do it.
Why don't the girls, in all the videos that I've seen, and boy, oh boy, there are lots of them, why don't the girls go up to the top of the stairs to see if there's anybody there?
They have done, and I think Emily told you that. I mean, Emily went up on one occasion, one of the teenage girls, and the ladder was thrown at them.
Mm.
And if they go up there when it's in like that, and there's quite a lot of footage in the past, the ladders get thrown at them, so that they quite rightly stay out of the way. Otherwise, the ladders will just, if they go anywhere near, the ladders will just drop on them.
So it took me a long time to get out of Wolverhampton. Thanks, guys, for those roadworks and that diversion. It took me flipping ages to get out. So I had plenty of time to think. And I came up with a little scenario that may be a possibility. I'm not saying this was just an idea that came into my head. That the mum and the 9-year-old totally believe this. They buy this. They think it's genuine. They're really in there because they were so convincing. But is it possible that maybe the two eldest daughters and the dad, who's a big fella, he looks like he's very strong. He looks like he could hold a ladder over... he's also called Ian, by the way. He looks like he could hold a ladder over a banister. Is there any chance...
I think he could hold a ladder over a ladder over there, but he was at work. This was in the daytime, and he's actually at work.
So as far as you're concerned, it's not the dad and the two oldest girls winding up the mum and the youngest girl?
No, not in the slightest. The youngest girl is not in the house when that one was taken.
Mm.
And I've seen the comments, why did they come forward? I mean, I showed you that file. It's not every time they get the phones out, they catch something. Mm. You know, they must have had 30 videos where they haven't caught something, and possibly 10 where they have caught, where they've actually managed. That's not counting the ones they've deleted themselves.
Now, listen, I'm still not sure what my thoughts are. It's the best thing I've seen, and it felt weird in there. A delightful family. I tell you what I believe to be true. I believe that the mum, that the 9-year-old, and that you believe this is absolutely genuine. I believe, I don't think for a second that either you... And by the way, I said I'd tell you how much Sandra is charging them. You're charging not a penny.
That's correct.
Yeah, yes. Not a penny at all. So all you cynics out there, I totally believe that the mum, the eldest, the 9-year-old and you believe this is true. I've still got a few questions. I would have loved it if on one of those videos where that ladder's spinning, they'd gone up the stairs and we could have seen what was going on. That's the that's the thing, Sandra, that kind of leaves a question mark in my head.
Yeah, it's because they've been thrown at them. When they were wedged on the stairs, the one where you were shown where they're wedged on the stairs, when Emily went up, they were thrown at them. They were physically thrown at her. And when Ben went up the stairs, when it was stuck up in the wall, that was the son, when he went up the stairs, he had to go up. But he didn't speak to him. He had to go up with something over his head because as he went up, the ladders came down on him. And that's what will happen. They go near them, the ladders get thrown at them.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're being taunted.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're being encouraged to go there and then the stuff will be thrown at them. And there is another thing I have to say.
Yeah,
it's not a council house that they're trying to get out of.
OK, thank you for clearing that up. Yeah, a lot of people have suggested that.
No, it's not a council house. It's private run. There's no benefit in them sharing their story. They actually move in about 2 weeks' time. Benefit in them sharing other than saying to other people, this has happened to us and no doubt it's happened to other people too. And it's just trying to get people to listen.
Sandra, listen, I appreciate them inviting us into our house. I appreciate your time. You've got a book out as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What's the book and where can people get it?
The book is called Vanquishing Ghosts and Demons, and this house features in the book. I never wrote a book, Ian, and I've never charged my services. I just wrote down my experiences, and Llewellyn's thought it was a book worth publishing. They published all the stories together, and this has now come out. It's available on Amazon and any good bookstore.
Give us the title again, Sandria.
It's called Vanquishing Ghosts and Demons.
I wish you the very best of luck with it, and thank you very much for your time. It's appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Nice talking
Sandra,
to you.
Sandra, nice to meet you as well. I'm sure we'll speak again in the future. Sandra Moss is there. 03453 009956. Well, there you go. It's not a council house, so they're not doing it to get moved about on the social. Come on, guys. Last 8 minutes of the show before Paul comes on at 4. 03453 009956. You killed a love that was once so strong. With no regret to what you did wrong. Should I stay and fight? Can we make this right? You look through me like an open door. Lenny Kravitz. I thought he was, well, past it. Turns out, he's not. Back here tomorrow, between 9 and 12, producer Joe and myself we'll find something to witter on about. I have no idea what, but we'll certainly have a go. Well, I believe we might have a caller who's going to have a suggestion for us. Malcolm, we'll come to you in a second. In fact, we'll come. Why wait? Let's go to him now. Malcolm?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Malcolm, is that you?
Yes, it is me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can hear you.
That's okay, then.
Let's do it.
You're not wearing a dress, are you?
You are going to get...
No, listen.
I'm quite prepared to jump in my car after this, drive to Bourneville and give you a slap with a wet fish.
Okay, then.
Yes.
I'm only going to laugh. Listen,
yeah.
I was just wondering what might get the tongues wagging is, do you think pensioners should be means-tested for things? That might be a good talking point.
Didn't we do that one a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, I don't know, did we? I might have missed it.
How dare you miss a show, Malcolm?
I might have done.
How dare... I think we did that a couple of weeks ago. I've got a feeling we did, and I think the general consensus was we should take everything from pensioners and not give them anything.
Oh, that's probably right then.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what do you reckon, Malcolm? You buying all this ghost story stuff?
Well, I believe in spirits, yes, but I've never actually seen any like that. I mean,
and then we lost him. Malcolm?
Yes?
Your signal went there for a second.
Oh, it does sometimes on this, yeah. Go.
Yeah. Malcolm, listen, the line's not brilliant. He believes in spirits. Yeah, I bet he does. Whiskey. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here tomorrow between 9 and 12. Carl's in Tamworth. Good afternoon, Carl.
Oh, yeah, and you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little bit spooked out by today's show. What have you got for us?
Well, it goes back about 8-9 years. Yeah. I was on holiday in Spain, and it was me and my oldest daughter, my new partner, and her son. We were in a hotel room. I'll go through it dead quickly. Late at night, couldn't sleep because it was quite hot. And I saw something. I can only describe it as a white image, like a white shape, yeah, almost like a drawing, if you like, of a youth wearing a baseball cap, and it sort of flashed towards me.
Yeah.
And I thought I was dreaming. I thought, I must be half asleep. But it happened a couple of times. Anyway, the next day, I hadn't said anything to anyone. And I was in the bathroom, and I heard my daughter scream. Anyway, when I came out of the bathroom, she's standing there, she's crying, she's really upset. And I said, what's wrong? She said, Dad, you're not going to believe what I just saw going through the bathroom door where you were. I said, it wasn't an image of a young lad, was it? She's freaked out. She said, yeah, it was. Anyway, nobody believed us. But when we returned home to England, I caught a news item on Midlands News, it might have been BBC Midlands News,
yeah,
about the British police working with the Spanish police investigating the murder of a youth on holiday. And yeah, the hotel they showed was ours, and the hotel room they showed was ours. So,
Carl, I'm going to end it there. I'm going to end the show there because, I mean, anyone else feel a little bit uncomfortable with that story? Wow. Well, if you weren't a believer at the start of the show 2 hours ago, you've got to be one now, haven't you? We've just given you 2 hours of pretty solid Ev. Thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. It's greatly appreciated. If you want to send me an email before tomorrow's show, you can, ian.lee@bbc.co.uk. Paul Franks is up next, but before that, let's get the travel. Here's Adam.
There's one lane closed still on the northbound side of the M42 due to an accident involving a lorry and two cars. Junction 5 at Solihull, up to 6 at Birmingham Airport and the NEC. Queues back as far as the M40 link. The M6 southbound, junction 7 at Great Bar to 6 at Spaghetti Lane. One of the four closed where there's been an accident there. And Pennine Way in Wilmacott still blocked both ways where there's been an accident. Also expect delay through Bartley Green. Romsley Road is partially blocked at Field Lane due to an accident there. Thanks to Danny for the update. To update me, 08453 0022 88.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock on BBC WM. A very good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Before we do anything else, let's get the main news for you with Rob Mayer.
Good afternoon. The new man who will oversee the police in the West Midlands says the Birmingham pub bombings will only be reinvestigated if new evidence is found. 21 people.